News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The House is the next stop for a bill to reopen the federal government. The Senate last night passed the bill. The House could take up the measure as soon as tomorrow. House Speaker Mike Johnson says lawmakers will have to make up for lost time once the longest shutdown in history draws to a close.
Johnson looks forward to Congress returning to a regular legislative session after the House has been in recess for several weeks. And he offers this warning to fellow lawmakers.
There'll be long days and long nights here for the foreseeable future to make up for all this lost time that was imposed upon us.
The House Speaker sent lawmakers home after their September 19th vote to approve a temporary spending bill and has refused to bring them back until the government reopens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate bill keeps the government funded through January 30th. It keeps SNAP finance through September of next year, and it guarantees a vote on Obamacare subsidies. Parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes digging out from the season's first big snowfall. The lake effect snow machine kicking into high gear as chilly Arctic air filters as far south as Florida.
Local governments across the South have opened heated shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, gardeners in the Midwest and Northeast are advised to protect plants as the growing season ends. In addition, wind chills in Florida might cause iguanas to fall from trees.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. An illegal immigrant from Mexico has been arrested, accused of opening fire on ICE agents in Chicago over the weekend. Death threats against and assaults on ICE agents have been increasing in recent months. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 138 points. The Nasdaq, 185 points in the red. This is SRN News. A famous Bible verse could get you into trouble in the United Kingdom.
Mick Fleming, a British pastor, has the full text of John 3:16 printed on the side of the van he drives, and he was recently warned by a police officer that he could be charged with a hate crime. Fleming, who posted the interaction with the cop on social media, says the officer politely warned him that the verse could spark a complaint by a citizen and could land him in court. The UK has stringent hate crimes laws that many say are infringing on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and stop promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the Ivy League school. The agreement is the latest struck between the Trump administration and elite colleges that the president accuses of targeting, or rather tolerating, anti-Semitism and promoting transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A California public health official says an outbreak of botulism tied to ByHeart baby formula has sickened at least 15 infants across 12 states. ByHeart has recalled two lots of the company's Whole Nutrition infant formula. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has arrived in Manhattan.
It marks the start of New York City's holiday season. This year's tree is a 75-foot Norway spruce from East Greenbush, a suburb of Albany. It traveled about 150 miles on a flatbed truck to reach its new home. On Saturday, workers used cranes to position the 11-ton tree at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. The spruce will soon be decorated with over 50,000 LED lights and a Swarovski star. It will be lit December 3rd during a live TV broadcast. The tree was donated by Judy Russ and her family. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.